The race for lithium is heating up in Nevada. There are more than 80 lithium projects proposed for the state's public lands, but our arid environment comes with limitations. KUNR's Sydney Pierman has more.
Supporters of lithium mining say the elemental salt is necessary to expand the clean energy economy, and it could create thousands of jobs at the same time. It's a critical component in batteries for everything from smartphones to electric vehicles. But the conventional method for extracting lithium could threaten water supplies, which are already scarce in the driest state in the country. That's because mines usually isolate it from briny groundwater.
You extract water from underground and you evaporate that water in an area that we have problem with water. So that is the major problem in Nevada.
Ihsan Vahidi is with UNR's Department of Mining and Metallurgical Engineering. In a recent study, his lab found a new process known as direct lithium extraction, or DLE, consumes less water than evaporation ponds.
They claim that they can recycle 99%, almost 100% of water, and they can return the water into the ground system. So no evaporation.
Vahidi analyzed data from a mine in Clayton Valley, where a DLE pilot project is underway. But even though the new process shows promise, Vahidi says it'll be an uphill battle to get mining companies on board.
DLE is a kind of, challenging and questionable process. Nobody believes that, a company can be profitable using DLE.
And while DLE may save water, it uses a lot of energy. But Vahidi suggests mines could offset that by taking advantage of a natural resource that Nevada does have in spades, by powering their operations with solar energy. Sydney Pierman, KUNR News.